Again, this combination of practicality and profundity come together very clearly in a story from the last year of the Buddha's life. At the start of the Maha Parinibbana Sutta of the Digha Nikaya, which is an account of this last year of the Buddha's life. A very beautiful account, actually, that never fails to move me. At the very start of this last year, the Buddha and Ananda are together. They're at the Vulture's Peak, and back down in Rajagaha, King Ajatasattu is plotting with his minister Vasukara. Ajatasattu wants to attack the Vijayans and crush them and annex their kingdom to Magadha. And so he sends Vasukara, his minister, to the Buddha with careful instructions. Go to the Buddha, Vasukara, pay your respects and greet him in my name. Then tell him that Ajatasattu plans to attack the Vijayans and bring them to destruction and ruin. And listen very carefully to what he has to say, because a Buddha never lies. And then come back and tell me. So Vasukara heads off up to the Vulture's Peak, meets the Buddha, and gives the Buddha Ajatasattu's message. And the Buddha is sitting there. He's an old man now, close to 80. He doesn't respond to Vasukara, but he turns and talks to Ananda, who's just sitting behind him, standing behind him, fanning him. He says, Ananda, do you know if the Vijayans hold frequent and well-attended assemblies? Well, I've heard that they do, Lord. Well, as long as they continue to do this, Ananda, we can expect them to prosper and not decline. Do you know if they assemble in harmony, do their business in harmony and rise in harmony? Well, I've heard that they do, Lord. Well, as long as they do this, we can expect them to prosper and not decline. And he continued in the same vein. Have you heard if they live according to their traditional laws? Do they honour and respect the elders and take good notice of their advice and so on? Do they take good care of the enlightened ones and their followers when they enter Vijayan territory? A whole list of questions. To each one, Ananda replied, I've heard that they do so. So turning to Vasukara after this string of questions and answers with Ananda, the Buddha told him that he himself, while staying with the Vijayans, had taught them these seven rules of conduct that would prevent their decline, and assured them, as long as they remembered them, practiced them, and taught them, the Vijayans would be prosperous and strong and not fall in decline. So Vasukara was well pleased, and he declared, well, as long as the Vijayans practice even one of these things, they'll never be conquered by King Ajatasattu. He'll only get the better of such a people by buying some of them over, creating divisions between them. As long as they remain united, he's never going to defeat them. And so he went off back to tell Ajatasattu about his conversation with the Buddha. But the Buddha was now thoughtful for a while, and then, having thought, he sent Ananda out to summon all his disciples from the surrounding area together. And when they came together, it probably may have taken 2 or 3 days, maybe longer, to assemble all the monks in the neighbourhood. The Buddha said, monks, I want you to pay close attention and listen very carefully to what I have to say. I'm going to teach you 7 things that will ensure this community continues to prosper for a long time and does not fall into decline. So, yeah, the Buddha had been prompted. He knew he was old. He knew he didn't have a lot longer to live. And he was very concerned that this Sangha would prosper, that his teaching would prosper. So now, having thought, he told his monks, as long as the monks come together frequently and in large numbers, the community will continue to prosper and not decline. As long as they come together in harmony, do their business in harmony, and depart in harmony, the community will continue to prosper and not decline. As long as the monks maintain the institutions and training rules we've set up, and not forever chopping and changing things, the community will continue to prosper and not decline. As long as the monks honour and respect those who set out on the path long ago, and who are deeply experienced in the life of the order, and as long as they follow their guidance, the community will prosper and not decline. As long as the monks do not fall under the power of craving, community will prosper and not decline. As long as there are monks who lead the simple life, the forest life, the community will continue to prosper and not decline. As long as the monks maintain clear awareness, so that further companions in the holy life are attracted to join them, and those who have already chosen this life are able to live happily together, the community will continue to prosper and not decline. So he gave them seven teachings for the future stability and prosperity of the order. But then it's as if he was starting to get fired up, inspired. He gave another seven and another seven and another seven, teaching his followers how they could ensure the continuation of the order after his death.